Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean?
They know what you mean. Yeah. And it's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
What's different? Why is Newcastle different to Newcastle upon Tyne?
No, it's just the full name, Newcastle upon Tyne.
Okay.
I guess there's a Newcastle in there's a big Newcastle in Australia as well. So I want your listeners down under to know that I've never been there.
We have Tyne listeners in Newcastle.
The river, is it a river Tyne?
Yeah, there is a river Tyne.
Why don't we say London upon Thames?
Parts of London they do, though, don't they? They go like Kingston upon Thames and Henley on Thames.
That's not London.
Richmond.
Kingston's in London, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but you never say London upon Thames.
No.
I don't fucking know. You only asked me to do this about 2 hours ago.
I asked you 2 days ago, Sean. You know it.
We've got important questions, and if no one's going to answer, I don't know what we're going to do.
we're just going to hit you some geography-related questions, actually. What causes earthquakes?
Is it the shifting of tectonic plates?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, correct.
Harriet?
He already answered it. No, oh, I should answer the question. Yeah. What causes fire?
Introduced the podcast? What is this?
By this point, everybody knows what they're getting.
What causes fire?
Yeah.
Is it like... what is it? Is it like... Is it nitrogen and... Oxygen?
No.
What is it?
Oxygen.
Candle.
Heat.
Fucking hell.
Right, we don't want another candle-related episode. So I think we did an episode, I don't know if it was a Patreon-only one, where we just talked about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
We talked about it so much that then it exploded in a woman's house in England.
In the news. So how do candles explode?
One theory I heard about is that if they're very cold and then they're heated, they can explode.
Oh, like glasses.
I don't know. Is that true?
You know, when glasses shatter. Oh, welcome to the podcast.
Do you mean glasses like that you drink out of, not...
Yeah, tumblers, not spectacles.
Oh, we were thinking about spectacles.
You know, when glasses shatter when you see a pretty lady.
Well, the thing is, glasses aren't actually made of glass. So think on that.
What are they made of?
Plastic.
No, the bit inside them.
Plastic.
Are they plastic? Even the lenses?
Yeah.
How confident are you about this?
100%.
You can never be 100% confident.
That's actually one of the truest things you've ever said. I think the nature of reality is something you never really examine, Harriet, but you're really getting there today.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So, Sean, how have you been? What's been happening?
Good. This is my third time appearing on this podcast.
I thought it was four or five, I'd say.
No, I'd say only a lot. Three. Only three. do you feel the format has run its course?
Mm.
Yes, we have a while ago. Yeah.
The thing is, we don't really know what the format is anymore. And it's just a good way to catch up with people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's enough then, isn't it?
It's a nice way to chat. Mm. What have you been doing anything fun during your pandemic?
This is where
I've been doing anything fun. Well, the summer was okay because I was just sort of drinking. I was drinking a lot because I was sort of walking around and going on runs. No, not that fun. Nothing that fun. Played board games, bought some new board games, bought some new computer games. I got a new type of hand sanitizer. Smells nice.
What's the smell?
Well, it smells of hand sanitizer, and the ones I had before seemed to smell of petrol. No, it smells less worse than the last one.
It is the little pleasures in life, isn't it? That we
you've got to take them these days.
You've upgraded to a regular hand sanitizer. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
Standard one.
What kind of mask have you got, Sean?
I wonder if I've got it here with me for the. Oh, it's like a polka dot one.
It's not medical grade then.
No, but the other day I almost went. I was leaving the house, and because we got a few just on the go, and I picked.
Right.
Up and it was one of my wife's sanitary items, so glad I noticed that.
There you go.
What a pad.
You put it on your face. Oh.
Yeah,
a sanitary pad.
Yeah.
Did you put it on your face?
No, I was like about to, and I was like, oh, "Where's the thing?" Oh, right, this I've picked up the wrong thing here.
It is a good idea because it would stick very well.
But it would actually stick to your face.
Yeah, that's true. And
it would actually stop you breathing.
If you had COVID, it would absorb it very well.
Do you enjoy getting COVID tests, Sean?
I've not had one.
What?
I've not had a COVID test. I've not had a scare. I've been very careful. My wife's had a couple of COVID tests. They've both been negative. I've not been
Sean
in touch.
Doesn't believe in COVID.
Sean.
I'm a COVIDiot. Have you had tests? Have you had tests?
I've had so many. I always think there's always something wrong with me though, so it's a false alarm monthly.
False alarm monthly. I used to buy that when I was a kid. That was my favourite.
You cried much recently, Sean, or?
Nah, not
a little bit emotional.
Oh. I'm sort of emotionless, I think, these days.
It is that, isn't it? It's sort of simultaneously both absolutely mad out there, but also incredibly boring.
You must be crying a lot these days, Harriet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my cat died, so it's been a really rough couple of weeks.
Yeah, first episode since she died.
Yeah. It was quite a shock. She got a blood clot and then her leg stopped working. And then... Yeah, it was really horrible. And we cried so much in the vets that I think they were like overwhelmed. Like, I guess people just don't usually cry. I don't know what usually happens. Like, people are just bye, Rover, or whatever. And then they just walk out. But we were like sobbing and they just didn't know what to do with us. And then they were like, we had to pick, like, after we just put her down, they were like, okay, do you want to pick like the thing you put the ashes in? And we spent ages looking for like, the perfect like casket, and then we eventually picked one, and then they went, oh, sorry, it's sold out. We had to look again. It was just really bleak.
How many caskets they got in stock there?
I guess they don't have many in stock, but they shouldn't have them on the brochure.
Shouldn't have them on the brochure.
They should have mentioned it as you were going through it.
They should have mentioned it. We spent ages just sobbing as all these people with their new puppies and kittens were just sat in the lobby just horrified.
Yeah, but they've got a glimpse into their lives in, 10 years' time.
Yeah.
What's the... So the vet also sells the cremation.
Yeah. But I don't know, like... I don't know
there
if they do it
pet,
in-house.
Like,
they
yeah,
said we've got
pet
her back,
funeral?
So I guess they send it off somewhere.
That'd be a really good business idea, actually, to just run a soul... We only do the cremation of pets, but, like, they're saying you're being fleeced if... If you're sticking with the vet, they're fleecing, they're adding 50% on top and we'll undercut them.
Yeah.
I think we'd be perfect to set up a business like that.
What percentage of that vet's income do you think is from cremations?
Are you allowed to say how much you paid for the cremation of the cat?
I don't actually know because it was like the whole bill and then you can claim back all of it from the insurance apart from, I think, the cremation. I think at that point they're like, we're out, we're done.
Yeah.
Not helping you with that.
And to be honest, I mean, I don't like going on the sides of insurance companies.
You agree with the insurance? You're on the insurance people's side. Great.
I don't think the insurance company should pay for your cat's dignified resting place. I just don't think they should.
They can't because it's 100% certainty it'll die. There's no point having actually, you get death insurance, don't you? You get life insurance.
Because also, when my cat died... I've been in the room when cats have died, let me tell you. And they usually say, look, we can give you we can just take care of it here for like nothing. And they just put it in a bin or something.
What?
Did they give you that option? Like, what were the options? The only option couldn't have been cremation.
Yeah, it must have been, could be like, we'll just sling it in a biohazard bag.
That you can take it back with you.
Oh.
But well, then did you hear about Azealia Banks?
We didn't. I haven't heard about Azealia Banks.
Azealia, did you hear about this?
No.
She dug up her dead cat. It was 3 months dead. And people said she was trying to bring it back to life. But I think actually she was trying to taxidermy it. But it's not the kind of thing you should... Once it's 3 months gone...
Yeah.
It's maybe too late.
If it had worked, is it the type of thing you would consider?
I really wanted to consider it. I actually felt like when they were saying that she's trying to bring it back to life and that she had like the key to it, I was like, fuck, we've cremated her. Can you still do that if she's cremated? And
you
then
wanted to bring her back to life?
Obviously. What do you think? I want her to be dead?
Wasn't your cat
like some
your
zombie cat?
Your cat had a lot of ailments though. It was of a good age. She was doing
really well. And I just felt so guilty because her and Sunny, like, they had had their first, like, they had actually been getting on well. Mm. It was just horrible. And then, yeah, and then we had to go, we went and picked her up yesterday. But, like, how, I don't really trust them that it's just her in that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't trust whoever's doing it. I don't trust that they were like, there's not a bit of someone else's cat or something, you know? Oh, like,
I like how people usually get pets to kind of teach themselves or teach their children about death. And you've got a moment here to learn about death. And instead you are just rejecting it as much as you can and go, there is foul play. I will find a way to breathe life into this dead creature. I will sellotape the ashes back together. It is really sad though, when cats, it's really sad.
It's really sad.
How old was the cat?
She was 11.
That's okay.
So yeah, I know, but they can live to like 20. So you feel like we shortchanged her a bit, but you can't help it. But yeah, it just feels so sad. Like, and people, like, I love her more than I love a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of people that I know that probably think I love them more than a cat, but I don't.
Yeah, interesting.
But people don't get that, you know? Like, I spend more time with her. Like, she knows more about me than lots of people.
But she doesn't want
to. Why are you looking at that, Sean?
Like, what? I'm not looking at
him. He's looking normal. He's looking fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the cat and you had a good understanding. And I'm glad that you burnt it at the first opportunity when you really probably could have found a way to bring it back to life.
Did you put it in a wheelchair?
Don't. I'm going to cry on the podcast. I can't cope. That's all we want.
That's what we've been waiting for all this time.
It's too much. It's been rough. It's been really rough. Like, it's just, and it's, you just feel like you can't be sad right now because so many people are dying.
You're allowed to feel what you want. You can be sad.
Thank you.
How does it mix in with the emotion of having a new puppy in the house, though?
Well, that's it. I felt so guilty. Like, you won't feel this way because you're both so practical. But it did feel like we've just been through so much in the last few months that we had to move like 3 times, and then there was the rats. We had to fight the rats, and like we just went through so much, and then we got the puppy, and then it felt like, I don't know, like, then she was like, bye.
But maybe it was her way of saying, look, it looks like you're all right now.
Thank you. That's exactly, that's exactly what I wanted you to say. Yes. But I felt so guilty for getting the puppy and giving the puppy attention. I felt really bad about that. But they
were
actually
getting on all
right.
Did she see you giving the puppy attention?
Yeah. Hmm. I know. You feel terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all okay. I just really wanted 2021 to be different, and instead it's actually worse. Because now my cat's not here.
Well, it's different. No, he's still different.
What?
Well, it's still different. If it's worse,
you're right.
It's different.
It's different. I meant different, better. But you're right. It is. It's different. Yeah, it is different. You're right. What? I can't deny that.
Are you looking forward to anything this year?
No. I've got nothing to look forward to.
I'm looking forward to the weather getting better because I want to be able to go run again and walk around and yeah, that's all I'm looking forward to, really. I mean, I don't hold out much hope for anything beyond that. I think you have to... Fuck, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm really bumming everyone out.
No, it's hard right now.
What do you wear when you run, Sean?
I used to wear this, like my hoodie. Or I've got like a couple of tops, long sleeves. I usually wear like shorts.
Yeah.
And
how short are the shorts?
Very. Like, shorty like shorts. shorter than the boxes underneath. So I look like,
wow.
No, I wear just like, I usually wear like a jogging top and short. I got bought like a tracksuit top for Christmas, so I'm gonna wear that.
Yeah.
And if the ground is firm, I'll wear trainers, and if it's a bit soft, I'll wear football boots because I always like to run on grass.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
Have you ever worn one of those headbands?
No, I don't. I just don't think it would work.
I think it
could really work. Have you seen Juno?
Yeah.
I've just realised, I think you have quite a look of Michael Cera about you. Like, you know, he's constantly kind of in like a headband and shorts. Like, that's what I imagine you wear when you run.
Yeah, you look like that nerd.
I mean, what an astonishing insight. I've just tried to help get you over your cat's death.
No, you haven't been helpful.
Come on.
You still go running, though, don't you, Harriet?
Yeah, blows I had my a really bad fall.
It blows my mind. She went for a walk the other day, but I just couldn't picture it in my head, her on her own going for a walk. Like, I couldn't imagine where her hands were, like, or where she was looking or what her facial expression was.
What do you do when you're going for a walk? Do you listen to music or like podcasts or anything?
I listen to, music or podcasts. Quite into podcasts. Just look about.
Are you into podcasts? You should set one up.
You're really into podcasts. Never listen to my own. Hate the guests.
Yeah.
I like looking at the birds. It's like looking at people.
That's, yeah.
Lots you can do on a walk.
How long do you like stare at a bird for? This is what
while,
I just can't.
Actually.
I just can't get
squirrels
my head around
squirrels as
you.
Well. I always stop for a squirrel.
What it is that I can't get my head around you being observant of your surroundings? That's probably the main stumbling block I have.
No, if I find a squirrel, I will stop and I'll say, if I'm with someone.
No, you're not. You're on your own. So squirrel. What do you do? That's what I'm
then
saying.
Then I won't say out loud. I'll just in my head go, "There's a squirrel," and then I'll stop. I'll look at the squirrel.
What is your internal monologue?
There's a squirrel. You're like a robot that's been set free.
There is a squirrel.
I don't think I have as many thoughts as other people. I've been thinking this recently because people are always like,
correct,
oh, my mind
correct.
Is always racing. And my mind is very still.
Yeah.
Because I was like, heard someone
it's
saying
very
they couldn't
still,
listen.
Very still is like a mindset you take time to get to. I just think yours is empty.
I've achieved something that people are paying money to achieve. Which is a clear mind.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Would you say that you found a higher plane of consciousness or a level of inner peace?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've got the secret.
Oh,
you'll
just straight away say yes to that.
Just to let everyone know who's listening. Harriet immediately said yes as Sunil shook his head.
Absolutely not. I don't think you've got inner peace, Harriet.
No. But I am better.
I've got an empty head.
I've got an empty head.
Turmoil, but no conversation in your head.
The problem is that's step one, but they're of like a probably 11-step program.
No, but I used to be very anxious, so I would have a lot of worries. But then I think it actually was probably better in a way because now it's just very still.
Yeah, but your anxieties were probably just when you were younger. And you didn't know what you were doing, right?
Yeah, but now I know. But then do you think more thoughts will come? Now I've got rid of the anxieties more like what do you think about?
When?
Just like you go on a walk, what are you thinking?
Usually I'm chatting to someone. If I go for a walk just wandering around, I'm thinking about like stuff I haven't done that day or stuff I need to do.
Get your Choco Crunch.
Get my triple Choco Crunch. wonder what the queue will be like at M&S. See what I wonder what like yellow sticker offers I'll get today. Just that kind of thing, really.
So it's not like your head's full of genius.
Well, what is genius, really?
Sean, what do you think?
Sean, what's genius?
Sean, you've gone on a walk. in your short shorts. Yeah. What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? I'm usually thinking about, I mean, I'd usually just, I'm listening to music or a podcast and I'm thinking about that. If I'm listening to music, I'm trying to like get into it, maybe use it to like think about projects or like some writing I want to do.
Sometimes see, I can't listen I to switch music off and think. I have to listen to French music. It's the only way I can focus while listening to music because I don't understand it.
What do you mean by French music?
So the words are in French.
Can you listen to like lyricless music, or does it have to be French? Has to be French lyrics. And you've tried other languages.
Even if there's no lyrics, it has to be by someone French. It's just a thing. So either no music. I don't know. I've never tried German, but I guess I could. I think Spanish would be a bit much.
Why do you think that?
It's Harriet? Just not as chilled. French music is generally quite chilled. I'm making generalizations, but Spanish.
No, I think you're right. You know? Yeah, French music is more like you're just, you know, moping around with a fag.
Yeah, they're sad. Yeah.
I just think of Serge Gainsbourg. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching an interview with Bob Dylan the other day, and he said he doesn't know how he wrote a lot of the songs that he's known for. He has no idea. And they were like, do you reckon you could write something like that again? He goes, no way. Don't know how
it's
I did it.
It's channeled through him. That's what they say. That's the flow state that you need to be
but
in.
But then he said he made a deal with the devil, but then it just stopped. The interview just stopped.
Yeah, I always
risky
think
game.
With Bob Dylan, he's like, he's so mental. He's so mad. I think you always have to take what he says with a pinch of salt.
But I think he was right in the sense that like a lot of stuff that I've written that I like, I don't know where it's come from. It's not like a process to get there.
Somebody else's like, tweet.
Somebody else's jokes.
Saw it on Twitter. Did you know Dolly Parton wrote Jolene and I think My Heart Will Go on the same day?
Yeah, see, things like
I've
that.
I've never done that much on the same day. I've never even written half of one of those songs.
Yeah, well, you weren't trying.
How many songs would you say you've written, Harriet, in your life?
Not French ones.
No, French.
French ones. How many French songs?
I can play Frère Jacques. Pardon?
How many songs have you written? You didn't write Frère Jacques.
I didn't write Frère Jacques, but I can play it slowly on the piano.
Have you got like musical dreams inside you? Like, would you like to be more musical as a person?
No, I can't. It's just not possible for me. I can't recognize a sound. If someone sings a sound, I can't respond with the same sound.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Wait, sorry, you have to unpack that a bit.
Okay.
If someone sings a song
and say, or like la la la, like then I'll sing like la la la, like it's different. I can't recognize a sound and then repeat it, and I also just keep going higher throughout the song until I can't.
How many times has this been tested out? How many times have you tried?
Well, that was in an audition once, and it was very stressful.
audition for what? The Philharmonic.
Was this your drama school audition?
No, this was for a play I did in Canterbury, and it was like you had to do it in front of everybody, and you had to sing Silent Night. And then as it went on, I got higher, and like it's high anyway, and I started high, and then it got. And I could just Sunini was there too, and I could see her. Like everybody was just like horrified. She couldn't keep going, but I was like, I don't know how to get down. I'm just going up and up. And then the director said, "That was awful. You sing like a fish." But then I got the part, but they cut the songs.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
You sing like a fish. God. What a specific insult.
I know. I think it's because I'm trying to get the words. So like a fish. I'm trying to channel the tune, but it's not working. Have you ever sung choir? Sunil, were you a choir boy?
I was a choir boy, yeah. For a couple of years in the chamber choir. Latin hymns.
What was your big hit?
Sanctus. I think that's what it was called.
Sing us a little bit.
I can't now because I was a soprano, so I had quite a high pitched voice.
Like me.
As a little boy. Yeah. Yes, like you. Yeah. But I think they only let me in. Like a few of us kept trying to get in and they kept saying, not quite there. And then he just gave up one day, went, all right, all four of you in.
And was it in, a cathedral or a church?
It was our school one, but we get to sing at Bath Abbey. And then we get... thing is, if you join the choir, this is the great thing about it, you get a tie, unlike anyone else's tie, because it says chamber choir on it. And then you get access to special trips. So we went to Bruges for a week and we were allowed one beer each with our dinner.
Wow.
How old were you at this time?
I think about 14.
Oh, that's exciting because they're strong beers over there.
That's right. Yeah. Kronenbourg we had. We didn't even have the local tipples.
Absolutely played it as safe as possible. City of Kronenbourg, bought in the Londis. Before we even got to the airport,
but yeah, that was. I have no love for singing. I just wanted to be in the choir for the trips and the camaraderie. So
you just wanted to be part of something.
We all did, didn't we? In a way.
And do you feel that this podcast has provided the same level of support and camaraderie that you longed for?
Can you stop undermining the podcast, Sean?
I'm not. I'm trying to make it sound good. Do you feel that camaraderie here?
Do I feel that camaraderie? What, with Harriet?
Yeah, and Elliot.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, show it.
What do you mean? How do I show camaraderie?
You pretend you don't want to be part of something, but you really do.
Harriet, you'd go to Bruges with Sunil and let him have a beer.
We should go to Bruges. As soon as we're allowed, we should go.
I would absolutely love to go to Bruges. I'd love to get a Eurostar to Bruges.
Beautiful city.
Watch in Bruges while I'm there and then leave.
Perfect.
Cheers. Sean, have you ever been in a choir?
No.
Something you're thinking about?
No, I'm not thinking about it. My mum's still in the choir at her church. No. I like singing now. I like singing.
Do you have any hobbies?
Do I have any hobbies?
Yeah.
That's such a mean question.
No, because I know, I think you'd be good at hobbies.
I don't like the tone of it.
Yeah.
I don't like the tone of it. Can you ask me it again?
I ask people what their hobbies are because I'm looking for hobbies. So I'm looking for tips, and I think you might be the guy to approach for a hobby. Do you have any hobbies?
Do I have any hobbies?
Yeah.
I don't know. Play computer games or read books and... Well, I mean, does anyone have any hobbies these days? What are hobbies? What's your hobby?
Puppy.
What? Puppy.
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 See, that's just something to do, isn't it? That's not a hobby.
No, I was not very even self-conscious.
It's not something to do. It's like it's a part of your, you know.
Yeah.
How is
it's
it
like
not?
Motherhood isn't a hobby.
No, but
to me it is, actually, sure.
Motherhood is something to do, isn't it? It's for some people, it's like, may as well.
It's a job.
Nothing else to do. Yeah.
I know. I'm quite worried about not having a hobby. Like this is a time when everybody, you know, with hobbies is thriving, and everyone without is
struggling.
Those
fuckers with hobbies, and we got nothing.
I like sports. That's a really good hobby to have. Get into sports because there's always some sports going on.
Right.
I read. I play computer games.
Saying it for the third time. Wow. I read, I play computer games. No, it does.
I'm just looking around the room trying to find a hobby.
Exactly.
Whenever
you ask people what their hobbies are, they really panic. They're really like, oh, I don't know. I think I just, but yeah.
Traveling was always a good hobby. I always liked traveling.
Going on holidays.
Well, just going around and, you know.
It's not a hobby.
Getting in the jazz, going up and down the road.
Popping in the Honda G.
Have we had you on here since we went Honda Jazz shopping?
Yeah, surely. That was
no, I don't think so.
Oh, fair enough. Well, Sunil came with me to Luton to help me buy my car, the Honda Jazz.
And, I wore a suit.
Why?
I wore a blazer. I was like, let's be smart. Let's just be smart. So
no, because then they'll think you
business.
Have money and then they'll charge you more for the Honda Jazz.
I don't think they didn't think we had money. I mean, as I was doing test drive, I had to lean over to Sunil and ask him, okay, genuinely, which way do I look when I go to a roundabout? Because I've totally forgotten.
Yeah, they also just let us drive it on our own, didn't they? Did they come with us?
No, the fella was in the back.
Oh, was he? In the back?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a problem with it, like the week after you got it or something? Even
all right,
Harriet, said, this
at least
is the
I
one
helped.
To get.
You
this
didn't
is...
do anything.
No, there was no problem.
Yeah, there were some problems,
but they were quite minor.
you had to take it to the garage like a week after you got it.
It was just to do with the sensor on the
That's all it was. Gears.
You just shouldn't tell people that you know about cars and then turn up in a blazer and pretend that you know what's happening.
Yeah.
People buy a car and then they have problems with their sensors a week later.
How am I supposed to know what's wrong with the sensor? Like,
well, it only costs £5.
Am I supposed to sense a problem with the sensors from standing outside the car with
my suit
jacket on?
Don't pretend you know, though. That's what I'm saying. Stop pretending.
I know more than you.
Though. I'll come with you as a friend.
You couldn't drive your car for 3 months because they couldn't find a seatbelt for it. Why didn't you know that when you bought it?
I never claimed to be an expert. I've never worn a blazer.
I'm an expert in buying terrible cars, so I know
You've never worn a blazer in your life?
You're at school.
I have, but I've never worn one to try and trick someone.
I wasn't tricking anyone. I was just wearing
a blazer. You tricked it. You go with everyone and you say, I'll help you find your car, and you don't know anything about cars.
I don't go with everyone. I just went for a day.
You did a fucking number on me, Sunil. Admit it.
Yeah, what's happened with your cars? You had a plague of... Locusts or something, that car was free, and it was full of spiders, but that car was free, so I lost nothing on that. Yeah, apart from your sanity, because there was a spider explosion.
It was fine. I could live with them. They were all right.
Sunil, do you think you used me because I paid for your ticket to Luton and back and bought you a pie?
He just wanted the pie.
I just wanted a pie and a trip to Luton. It was a good car. The Honda Jazz is a very good car. I think it was perfect for you because that's what we were looking at online. Because we wanted an automatic and we wanted something with low insurance, and that was perfect.
It was great, and it has been generally. I mean, no complaints though. Actually, I did have to get a new tire on it this week.
That's not me. That's not me.
Should have noticed that. Why are you saying we?
Your car, Harriet.
Yeah, but you're saying we did this, we did that, like. Why are you involved? Why are you acting like some kind of car broker?
Because we were chatting about cars before it, and I told him, look for this, then this, and he found one. He said, what about this one?
I did ask him to come with me.
No, don't make excuses for him.
But I think now I think about it, I think he probably did manipulate me into asking him.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Sean, thank you for being honest and
anything
brave.
Anything that totally exonerates me of blame... problem. Now I think about it, I think Sunil ran a very sophisticated campaign to get me to invite him on the promise of a free pie,
and it only cost me a day of my life.
But here's something I learned this week. So my one of our sorry, can you still hear me? Just froze for a second. One of our tires just went flat, just sort of from nowhere. I guess it was hit a pothole or something. And so I called up a garage. I said, we've got a spare. So can you just fit the spare? Because I don't want to do it. And then they did it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I always thought a spare tire had to be the same as the other tires. I didn't know that you could just have a totally different wheel.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
different, isn't it?
He fixed the spare tire. And it's like a clown car. It's like a ridiculous. It's like a tiny tire. It's like a tiny wheel. So the car is now leaning sideways.
But you're only supposed to drive it for like 20 or 30 miles, aren't you?
Yeah, they're like safety ones. You've got to go back and get them to fit a proper one.
Well, that's it. They said, oh, we'll buy you a new tire. It'll be here on Monday. I said, what do you mean a new tire? I've got the spare. He goes, yeah, you can't, because you can get around town, but you don't want to go on like a trip with it.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches you these things.
Well,
nobody teaches
you. I could have taught you. I could have taught you both.
You don't know.
I do know.
How much would that have cost us for you to teach us that? You start off with the pie. What next? 100 bunts. 100 quid in your back pocket to teach me about spare tyres. I'd pay
one of those. Get me one of those vagina candles and I'll let you know.
How is it going with your Bitcoin, Sunil? Did you know that Sunil's a big investor in cyber currency?
Cybercurrency is a new term.
Is that what it's called? What's it called?
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Terrifyingly losing much of my profit. All I see is red. There is blood in the markets. And everyone's panicking on Twitter, including CryptoDog, who told me to get into crypto.
Would you say you're back where you started?
No, I'm
still up. So this whole thing was completely pointless?
No,
this
no, I'm
stress
still up.
For...
I'm still up nearly $4,000.
That's so impressive.
You haven't asked me how much I put in.
Oh, how much you put in?
£500,000.
Oh, that's
I like your scenario. Swing big. For a man who'll go to Luton on a Sunday just for a free pie, you've got an awful lot of capital.
No, I think it's going to be sort of really tense for the next few weeks. Probably won't be sleeping much. But it's exciting. I feel great. I think it's the same as like getting a puppy, isn't it? It's, like, it's just something to do.
It's your hobby. Would you say
that's my hobby?
That's your hobby.
I wanted it to be like woodwork, though. That's the kind of man I wanted to be.
You just have to get a bit of wood.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Why don't you get some of the cryptocurrency you've got? Why don't you use that to buy some wood?
Yes.
Like a saw.
You can't. You can only buy internet stuff, drugs and things on the
All right, I should buy a load of drugs.
Go on the dark web and buy a nice tree.
You can buy things from Lush with Bitcoin, actually. Lush products, yeah. Also, for £4,000, you can get a lot of Lush bath bombs.
There's been a lot of good news for the cryptocurrency sphere recently in terms of merchants who accept cryptocurrency now, because Pornhub has gone fully crypto now.
Wow, so lots to do. Bath bombs and porn. It's going to be a busy month.
Why are they the only two people that take crypto?
So, wait, Pornhub has gone fully crypto.
In the sense that you can only pay for it with crypto.
It's been a big week of great news.
Finally, mainstream acceptance. No, I actually just quite like the community. It's quite funny. It's just a very silly community of people that just do not care that they are losing money hand over fist. They just don't. It's mad. It's crazy. It's like the people I follow on Twitter are just really funny, going like, "Oh, I just lost hundreds of thousands of pounds." There's some like big hitters on there, and the weird thing is that you can actually see how much money they've got because people's wallet addresses are public. You can go and look at them. You see what they own and how much they lose as well, and make.
Who's the biggest loser?
Well, the biggest wallet I've seen is a dude on Twitter that has about $230 million in his wallet. And you can see that fluctuate in what he's buying and what he's selling.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Okay.
Is it about cryptocurrency?
It was
Newport man's plea to find £210 million hard drive in tip. A man who threw away a laptop hard drive containing Bitcoin he believes is now worth about £200 million wants his counsel to let him search for it in landfill. Imagine either having £200 million or just spending a year in Newport dump. Like, it's
if that was your hard drive, would you spend the rest of your life looking for that hard drive? Could you do that as your job until you die?
Well, no, because you would need another job. I think the best thing he could do is work in the dump. Get a job in the dump, because then he'll need to make money while he looks for his money. And he might just like it and want to continue afterwards, but he's going to have an income while he looks for it.
But when did he throw it away?
2013.
What, he reckons it'll just be... Don't they just burn rubbish? They don't just dump it, do they?
Oh, no, don't tell him that. He said he's willing to donate 25% of the value of the Bitcoins to Newport. To be fair, that would probably be quite helpful to Newport. 52
million. 52
billion? Million.
Bitcoins? Oh, pounds.
Pounds.
Yeah, it's worrying, isn't it? That's the interesting thing, is that like so much Bitcoin has just disappeared in these hard drives that people have lost and computers people have thrown away.
It's madness.
Have you heard is it the guy in California who's got a wallet full of Bitcoin worth something like $250 million or something, but they can't remember the password in. That's and they've tried eight incorrect passwords and they've got two attempts left.
Yeah. Oh,
otherwise they'll get locked out forever.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like boobs or something. Oh, it's so
it's gonna
horrible.
Be boobs. You would try boobs first.
Yeah.
And then move on through your personal.
Has this guy not even tried boobs?
But he's got help now from some Oxford mathematician who replied to his tweet or to the story saying, just ask, I'll do it for 10%. Me and a load of mates will try and crack it.
They don't need that. They need like a code breaker.
Yeah, that's what he said. Me and my mates, we're code breakers. Give us a go on that.
Well,
That's what he said.
Okay, well, this guy said that if he was willing to donate 25% of it, and he said if he was to recover the hard drive, he would want the money to be put into a COVID relief fund for people in Newport to use, no questions asked.
So he wouldn't take a penny? He'd just spend a year combing
through shit? No, he'll still take 75% of it. He's acting like he's being a really great guy, but he's like, just let me use the dump.
But also, what's he going to do? What do you, so you give 25% of money that you can't spend?
To people in Newport? No questions asked.
Newport, will, everyone at Newport will get Pornhub.
Loads of bath bombs.
No, but that's the dollar value. If he sells the Bitcoin, it's worth 200 odd million, isn't it?
Oh my God. The hard drive ended up in a drawer after he spilled a drink on his laptop. Could have lost a hard drive.
I think he sounds like a really thick idiot. If you've got a hard drive with that much on you, I wouldn't even use the laptop. Just get a different laptop. So I certainly wouldn't be sitting doing stuff on the laptop having wine.
Yeah, but this was like 10 years ago. But 10 years ago, Bitcoin was worth like 10 pence per coin. And now it's worth 40,000 a coin.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's the thing. Loads of people didn't know what it was going to be worth, if anything. It was just a bit of a laugh.
I wonder if I've got any items in my flat right now that will be of a similar value in 20 years that I will be begging.
Sure.
Behind you?
My Lego Darth Vader alarm clock that I will throw out.
That's Star Wars, actually. That probably might be worth something.
Do you think it'll be worth £40,000?
That's my conservative estimate, yeah.
I will. If it is in 20 years and I lose it, I just want to say right now on the record, whatever landfill it's been put in, please let me look for it. I will give a quarter of the fee to a COVID relief fund.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. I will ask.
He's frozen there.
He's frozen. Perfect. Either he's pretending to be really still or he's frozen.
He's definitely frozen. You can't freeze.
What
your
a way
face
to
like
go.
That.
It's like he's being hacked or something. Like somebody's
maybe they've
like
got
trying
to.
They yeah.
got to him finally. Well, that was Sean McLaughlin, everyone. sort of slow-paced episode this time, bit of fun.
Yeah.
Easing into the year. We're recording this on technically.
Oh, he's back.
Sorry, guys.
We're just wrapping up the show, Sean.
Are we?
Yeah.
How long have we been here?
56 minutes.
Fucking
hell. No, we were just saying.
Really dragged.
We're recording this on what is known as. Every year they put it in the news, but maybe not this year because of other stuff going on. But they always say the 21st is the most depressing day of the year.
Yeah.
It's around the time of year when everyone's like, oh, absolutely fuck this.
So, I think it's the 8th because that's when my cat died.
Today is quite depressing.
As depressing as a cat dying.
My birthday is 2 days after the most depressing day of the year, which it marks a real turning point in the year, basically. Aquarius, of course, which means that avant-garde, bit of a, you know, outside-the-box thinker, flamboyant dresser.
What do you want for your birthday?
Deep thinker. I would like a Bitcoin. Have you not already bought me a birthday present?
Yeah. A puppy named after you.
You're just going to give me your dog?
No, never.
A puppy looked after by us for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting him, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that can be my birthday present in like March, whenever we can hang out.
That'd be nice.
Sean, what's my birthday present from you?
I'll get you something nice.
Pizza a couple of months ago, actually.
Yeah, I did actually. I got you a lovely pizza. So there you go. Right.
Happy, God, happy it birthday. Doesn't count
when's your
if
birthday,
it's a few months
Sean?
Ago.
When's my birthday?
Yeah.
October.
Oh, shit. You got me a pizza on your birthday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was on my birthday.
Oh, dear.
You've manipulated me again into buying you a pizza. You use your mind games. You got right up in my grill and you went, look, I got you that quality motor. The pie was undercooked. I need a full pizza now.
We had a street pizza.
We had a street pizza.
Is Alexa still encouraging you to go out and meet your friends?
Not anymore because COVID is absolutely out of control. And so,
sure.
None of us should really be meeting anyone. I don't know, actually. I wonder how social I'll be when it comes back. I wonder if it'll...
Oh, you'll be raring to go.
You're going to be the life and soul, Sean.
I think I will be for a bit, and then I think it's going to be exhausting getting back to normal life. Even just doing one bit of work at the moment.
One round of seeing everybody. Yeah.
Well, we've lost a year of our lives that we would have been spent socialising. So we'll have got older. So less interested in, spending time outdoors.
Do you also think, now I don't know if this is just me, but I feel like my cognitive ability, like my brain power, my overall intelligence has decreased substantially.
I do think your brain power has decreased. In what way?
Wherever you know.
Well, I'm just
this?
Not really. I'm not. I'm just no longer challenging myself. I'm no longer. I mean, what I'm is saying, what is that? I'm not thinking about something. It's,
Doing anything is hard.
Yeah.
You're working. You're writing stuff. You're playing computer games. Especially that's good for your cognitive abilities.
Well, some of them are, but a lot of them aren't.
All right, why don't you read like a really tough book?
Like what? Like War and Peace or something?
Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I'll do this year. I'll read Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
How long is that?
It's not the length really that's the issue. I think it's more the fact it's completely impenetrable.
Shall I read Finnegan's Wake and then come on the podcast and talk about it?
Please do. Yeah. We'll turn this into a book club.
That's what the people need right now.
Last year, right, for about, I'd say, 8 months of the year.
Yeah.
And I used to read like a decent amount. I'm not a massive, it goes up and down. The only book I read was a book that Mike Myers wrote about about Toronto. I was what is my life? What have I become?
What did he have to say about Toronto?
Well, he likes it.
Right.
Right.
Well, I find myself reading more long form articles rather than books. I think that's just as good, because as long as what's being written is challenging or makes you think, then that's as good as reading a book, isn't it?
I guess, yes, Harriet,
you put your hand up.
I was going to say, I think what a question to leave everybody on.
I think as long as you are pushing the boundaries of what you think, if you're reading things that make you question things and make you more curious about things, then that's as good as we can all hope for, really.
And that's why everybody should read How to Be a Badass.
Don't read that ridiculous book. Everyone should read the Gucci Man self-help book.
What's that?
He's a rapper. It's another rapper's self-help book. I like it.
What's his advice?
I just read the
don't
first page.
Don't get shot.
Yeah, well, he's been shot a lot, actually. I don't know, but in the introduction, he was
you
like,
should read a book about not getting shot.
Not a great start.
I'm not taking my advice from somebody that keeps getting shot. I'm sorry.
No, his thinking is that, like, in the beginning of the book, he goes like, "Listen, you should listen to me because, first of all, I used to be poor and now I'm rich, and secondly, I used to be fat and now I'm skinny, and then I stopped there because that was the end of the free preview."
So, and this is a book you say everyone should read.
I got it on audiobook. Yeah, so
who reads the audiobook? Does he read it?
It's him, yeah.
I listened to Arsene Wenger's audiobook.
Oh, God.
I've been listening
dry.
To a lot. I did Audible for a couple of months, and so I listened to a lot of books through that. So that, I guess I did a bit.
When you listen to these books, are you just sitting stock still in a chair listening to it?
I listen to them on my walks or on my long drives. I was listening to a biography of Napoleon. When I was doing lots of drives, very good. But the Arsene Wenger one was interesting because he's the French football manager and he reads it himself. And I just don't think he should have. Yeah. I just don't think he should have read it himself.
He's not
quite a droll voice.
Yeah.
Maybe you should listen to it, Harry. You like French voices for?
No, I could only listen to the French edition.
Right. Okay.
Well, but download it. I'm sure it's there.
I'm sure he can do it in French as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was lovely to chat to you both.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The podcast has to end.
Sean, thank you very much for coming back on.
Thank you, Sean.
Hopefully we can do one of these in person this year.
Yeah.
Can I plug something?
What? Yes.
I want to plug Gucci Mane's book.
Right, I'm going to actually find it now, and I'll have the last laugh.
Do people can watch my show Hail Mary on YouTube if they want.
It's very good. It's
fantastic.
Were you there when it was being recorded, Sunil?
No. Were you in the audience?
Yeah.
Where did you record it, Sean?
The Top Secret Comedy Club.
Very nice.
Very good.
In swinging London.
Yeah, check that out, Hail Mary.
The Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness. Hardcover is £11.60. I got the audiobook, but I bought the hardcover as a present for a friend for his birthday.
Did you like it?
He's not going to read it.
Why not?
I don't think it's really his thing.
Why not?
I thought it'd be funny. I got him that and 10 face masks. Korean beauty face masks.
By
BTS.
So not useful. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, well, for the fifth time, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for coming, Sean.
Bye. Bye.